One laptop per child's office feels more like a playroom for geeky adults than it does a nonprofit with a mission to save the world. Plastic green laptops are strewn about in various stages of disassembly and upgrade, and the office is decorated with multicolor engineering and distribution charts, all somehow organized by a young, enthusiastic staff. But by providing laptops to all the world's children, especially the half billion or more who live in extreme poverty, OLPC founder Nicholas Negroponte must dream big.
So what we did is we invented a technology that was low cost enough that these laptops could be owned by the children, brought home, used for music, games, movies, books, learning 24/7.
6 years ago, the idea of designing and manufacturing a rugged laptop computer for anything close to $100 seemed laughable to some.
But is now already in the hands of 1.2 million children in 31 countries, 19 languages, and one country, Uruguay, has just completed doing every single child in the country.
Few doubt that giving children access to computers is a good thing. But buying the tens of millions of laptops many countries need can be expensive, even at the current price of $160 each. Critics of Negroponte's approach say there are cheaper and more efficient ways to deliver computing power to the world's children than to put a laptop literally into each child's hands. Stephen Ducker, a pioneer in low-cost computing technology, is founder of N Computing. The company makes software and hardware that allows a single $300 desktop computer to run programs and applications for dozens of students at the same time. And computing networks are now in use at 40,000 sites in 100 countries, including the United States. Stephen Ducker explains that all each student needs to connect to an N Computing network is a keyboard and a monitor.
You think you've got your own computer all to yourself, and you can't tell the difference that you're working on something other than a computer and sharing this other resource and doing it at a much lower cost than having your own PC.
Ducker adds that technical support and maintenance costs are also less expensive within computing's networks than with individual laptops. But Nicholas Negroponte insists that when a child calls a laptop his own, it provides a personal connection to the technology and to the use of that technology that a terminal in a computer lab cannot.
Our kids take the laptops home at night and sleep with them. They think of it as an extension of themselves. It's a very different phenomenon.
Matthew Keller, OLPC's global advocacy director, says the real reason kids love their laptops so much is because they quickly learn to start customizing them to suit their own purposes.
Up until the age of five, children learn in a very dynamic, engaging way. They learn how to walk and talk, and they build things, and they make mistakes, they knock them down, they lose their tempers, they build them back up again, but they're learning through that dynamic interaction with the things around them.
Keller recalls a class of 12-year-old girls in Rwanda, where the president ordered the purchase of 120,000 laptops for the country's children. Within days of receiving their machines, these rural girls had become expert at a programming game where they could design characters, dress them, make them do things, and tell stories together.
Which blew me away. And I thought to myself, if you have a generation capable of designing software, of building things with technology, and they're connected, why couldn't you have a Silicon Valley in the middle of the most remote place on Earth?
The main difficulty seems to be securing the funding and safe distribution for large numbers of computers in poor countries facing wars and poverty and challenging educational environments.
Let's take Afghanistan, for example. The Afghani government desperately wants one laptop per child for its citizenry. The Minister of Education says one laptop per child will end the isolation of its citizens. The UN in Afghanistan says this is the solution for girls' education in Afghanistan.
OLPC founder Nicholas Negroponte believes that computers enable children, girls and boys, to become agents for social change.
We find in Peru that as many as 50% of the kids, because they're in remote villages, are teaching their parents how to read and write. And the impact in schools worldwide is that discipline problems go down, parents become more involved, kids literally run to school. And in some of the early projects that we did in 2001, 2002, every child that was in that experiment in first and second grade is still in school today. So that kind of impact, to me, is extraordinarily heartwarming.
It's clear that various factors, market forces, technical breakthroughs, local communication networks, and most importantly, political will, must be aligned before all children get their hands on the tools they need to thrive and contribute in our interconnected world. Still, one laptop per child is doing everything it can, one laptop computer at a time. Adam Phillips, VOA News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.